Hello.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
You're not doing too bad for somebody that doesn't actually have phone conversations ever.
I know. It's really weird for me, but I can get used to this.
Okay. So for everybody that's listening, while we bring this millennial into the old school late 90s of having an actual phone conversation, although I think you probably did this as a teenager, I am on the line with Emily, and M is the biggest loser on Instagram. So Emily, before we get into your story, let's talk about your handle. How did you come up with that username?
I mean, it's not really that original. I'm gonna go there, but I don't know. I started my weight loss journey in like 2017, spring 2017, and everything I tried to type was already taken, so I just I tried that one and it worked. There's really no original content coming up with that.
Well, and I think that's something. It's funny because a lot of times people will spend a lot of time trying to find the perfect handle, and I like when they're, you know, username alert. This reflects who I am now. It's like, just for me, I don't know. Even when they do the post, when I see a new name for somebody, I'm like, oh man, that's not how I'm used to seeing you. Why did you have to change it? But that could.
Yeah, I can't. I would never change it now because that's just who I've kind of become in our little group.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had some friends on Instagram who have changed their handle, and it's like I don't even know them anymore. I have to get to know a whole new person, and that's not the case. But I know you. You know, you are Your Level Fitness.
Yes.
I don't. Now I'm trying to learn. Now I got to get to know Daryl, Fit Daryl, and Daryl.
There's all kinds. Yeah. There's, yeah. See, that's what I do. If I'm like, I want to change my identity, I just create a new username.
Right. So now I'm trying to get to know three different Daryls. It's a lot of work.
Yes. Yeah. And for any of you old 70s TV buffs, I could do the old Newhart, other brother Daryl joke, because that is something I've heard throughout my life.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. So you mentioned the community. So we're talking about the Instagram fitness community. What's your thoughts on that now? And how did you really kind of stumble upon it?
Well, I want to say I stumbled upon it. I'm in it as deep as I am now through you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started this, you know, when I started my very, very first Instagram weight loss journey back in spring of 2017, I was just following. I want to say the first person I was following, she lives down there by you, Erica Fitlove.
Let's see here.
I think she's in Dayton, maybe. And somehow I came across her Instagram. I don't even know how. And she had like an amazing weight loss, you know, transformation picture. So I had started following her, and through her, she had tagged other weight loss, you know, users. And slowly but surely, I just started following a bunch on my regular account, and it was bogging down. Like I wasn't seeing my pictures of my nephews and stuff like that. So I started my own weight loss Instagram so that I could kind of just start following the people who were inspiring me at the time on that account.
So, okay. So you mentioned that you have a personal Instagram account, which I think a lot of folks do, and they have this, I guess, kind of fear that if they're going to start talking about working out and what they're eating, that people from their day-to-day life may not be as interested in that. Is that kind of why you got started with this account?
Yeah. And I also just kind of think it's personal. You know, I when I decided I was going to go all in, I decided I was going to go all in, and I was going to share my weight, and I was going to share measurements and possibly, you know, photos that I might not want, you know, like one of my coworkers to see. That kind of thing. So for me, it was more like going under the radar. But now I've just sort of, you know, my weight loss is noticeable now. So everyone is just kind of, you know, welcome to look at either page. I do keep my personal one a little more private.
Yeah.
But I've also started to share like my kids on my weight loss Instagram too, because I've made so many friends through it, through our little Instagram community, that I, you know, I want to share more than just weight loss with them now too. So.
Well, and I think that's kind of, I mean, I know that's kind of what happened for me too, is you start with a separate account, you're keeping this stuff very much segmented, but then your life kind of overlaps because you do meet, you do have friends that you meet, and you do want to share your entire life with them. I will say, I think it's important to keep boundaries, and every every person, every couple, every household is going to be different. So whereas, you know, you and I are connected pretty much everywhere, like you'll see more family stuff from me on Facebook, but on Instagram, unless I'm posting something on my personal Instagram account, I kind of like, my wife isn't as much into this. My son's on Instagram all the time, but he's just mortified that his dad actually uses this.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's things do tend to overlap. You also are a podcaster now. So what can people expect to hear when they tune in for your podcast?
You know, it's so funny. So I started my podcast because you kept telling me to, and I'm a very obedient client. So I, for those of you who don't know, I do actually, Daryl is also my coach. So he's my friend and he says we're going to be friends forever, even when I don't need him anymore. But he's also my coach. So in talking with you daily and listening to your podcast daily, obviously you've been really hitting hard on everyone to start a podcast. And I thought, you know what, I'll give it a shot. Why not? It's fun. I like to talk. People typically think I'm funny. So I thought, why not, right? So I've got 5 episodes right now, and they've all just kind of, I've kind of had a theme for everyone. You know, I had an introduction, and then I was talking about my gym, because that's really important to me, and finding a gym that you're really comfortable at. And I was talking about not letting the weight loss become your whole life. And so for me, it's just kind of talking about what's relevant for me that day when I decide to record. You know, what am I going through today on my weight loss journey that I think someone else might be going through and might benefit from hearing.
Oh, and a couple of things. It's funny because everybody that listens to your podcast, I think, says the same thing, which is you're as sharp as you are with like just the subtle jokes and just your timing and how your tone of voice doesn't even change, but you'll throw something in and I'll listen. I'll have to stop and be like, wait a minute, what did she just say? And like, this is the only podcast where I'll have to do the, you know, rewind 15 seconds and listen to it again, because I mean, some of just the way that you present things is just really, really funny. I think there's a bunch of people that would benefit from just kind of hearing your perspective on the day-to-day with weight loss, because just kind of your attitude and the way that you go about it is something that is helpful. But I also think as you're working through this, going back and listening to these old episodes and being like, ah, that's what I was thinking back in February of 2019. I think it could be helpful with that too. And, you know, it's funny. And you gave me a little bit of flack for just now giving you the invite. And I just want to tell people, like, if you're listening and you want to come on and share your story, we can probably work that out. But yes, you were, I was really, really excited to have you on. And I talk about when I work with people one-on-one that I don't work with everybody. I have to be able to get along with you. And it's kind of funny how you and I ended up working together, because we're talking on Instagram. I want to say it was probably the fall of 2017. And the thing I noticed right away from you is just how hard you were working through all this. And then you had, what irked me is you had gotten some shoes and you were having some issues with plantar fasciitis, and you were asking for help. And the only comments that you were getting were from like these copy and paste spam bots, which are like my least favorite people. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, this woman's asking for help. Like, you know, let's at least talk about it. So you and I talked about it. You had to take some time off. And it was funny because there literally was like a year where I think you and I might have had one back and forth.
Oh my gosh. It was almost exactly a year. Like, yeah. If you look at the dates when our conversation starts, it was almost exactly a year. And, you know, at that time too, I want to say I had the plantar fasciitis. I had, you know, 2 little kids and my life was crazy. And it was only going to get crazier. I didn't know that at the time, but it just got to a point where I was like, you know what, throwing myself all in right now, it's not the right time.
Right.
And also I didn't find a niche in the little weight loss community. You know, I was, like you're saying, all my comments were from bots. I wasn't getting the support. I wasn't, you know, and I was out there, I was leaving comments. I was making friends. I was doing everything I could to engage, I think, at the time. But I just wasn't really finding a home there. And so I just kind of let it go. And I stopped posting on that Instagram in the fall of 2017. And I did come back to it one time. And I talked to you to ask about coaching, and we talked about it, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to waste your time. I'm not ready.
Yeah. And I think that speaks to two kinds of well, three kinds of people, actually. If you're trying to lose weight, it is not something that has to be done immediately. You have to do it when you can fit this stuff into your life. And yes, you had two young children at the time, and you were working through an injury that, I'll tell you what, plantar fasciitis is one of the toughest injuries to work through, because really resting and stretching and icing are pretty much the entire thing. And you'll feel like you're doing better, and you'll be super pumped. You'll go out for a walk. You'll maybe do a light workout. And then you wake up the next morning and it feels like there's nails going through your foot, and you have to scale back a little bit. And it really is this just kind of gradual wait and see, push yourself, pull back, push yourself, pull back. So, you know, you had some stuff that you were working through, but as an absolute, like looking at that, stepping back and looking at the entire big picture, you had a year where you were dealing with some other things. You came back when you thought you were ready. And, you know, it was funny, because I remember I was sitting there, it was on Sunday, because I was watching football, and like through the course of the game, you and I were just having a conversation. And it was kind of like, yeah, let's work together and see what happens. And I think the biggest thing for you, like just speaking now, coach to client, is how much in your day-to-day process you allow me to be. So if you're having, you know, we do the check-ins each night. You typically send me your info, and next morning you and I are talking about it, just like a real quick back and forth. But if you've got something going on that day, we're still having a conversation. And that's kind of the magic as to where using coaching as a tool can help somebody if they're ready to do it. That's if anybody is thinking about working with a coach or is working with a coach now, the secret sauce is that one-to-one communication that you're getting with your coach. Now, so we've talked about people that are working out now, trying to lose weight, people that are working with coaches, and where I really see a huge, huge push for you in the future. And we've talked about it a little bit, but this is going to be the future of the fitness industry, of people that are managing real life, two small children, dealing with, you know, have the ups and downs on what goes on with having kids that have special needs, balancing your fitness program and putting it into an extraordinarily hectic life and being able to do it. And then, oh, by the way, losing the weight. So you, if you're somebody that's wanting to coach in the future and work with other parents that are in a similar situation as what you are, you're primed, ready, and perfectly set up. So just as you're thinking about it, as anyone listening is thinking about what they want to do in the future, or, you know, I need to be a fitness coach, I need to look a certain way, I need to be a certain weight, that's not it at all. This is all about how well you can interact back and forth with people. And genuinely, if your intent there is ultimately you want to help people, it'll shine through and you will be successful with it.
You know, and it's kind of funny. I've got two friends. They're, you know, people at one point in my life who maybe were closer to me than they are now, but they're still people that I keep on my Facebook or acquaintances. And I keep my weight loss pretty separate, but I do post about it when I hit a milestone on my Facebook. And I had two people reach out to me, and I've kind of been mentoring them a little bit just with the getting started. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I did. This is how I got here, and kind of helping them when they're messaging me. You know, one of the girls, she just got started, she was doing so good for like 2 weeks, and then got bronchitis, and I was like, I'm an expert at that too, you know.
Yes, you are.
It's kind of cool, and it does give me, you know, some ideas for the future. And I think that I would definitely want to have like a little, I hate to use the word again, but, you know, a little niche that I would want to work with moms, you know, other busy moms or special needs moms, or just trying to help them fit this into their day, because it's a lot.
It really is. And you know, the other part of figuring out how to fit it into your day is if your coach has been there before or has been through a similar circumstance, it just, there's certain subtleties to the conversation that, you know, that someone in a similar situation to you would not have to explain to you, because you know what it's like. You know,
right.
I feel like a lot of times if we're just talking to somebody in general that, and this is weight loss or otherwise, you kind of have to give them a little bit of a backstory. This is why I do this. This is our life for this.
you know, if you are positioned as with a specific niche, they kind of know going in what your background is, and you'll have conversations, but it's not going to be like, let me step back and explain to you why it is that I'm talking about this particular topic from this particular angle. So that's a huge thing to have. And I'm glad to hear that you're already mentoring, because I think that's the first step. Because once you actually run a business, at least in Kentucky, you have to have a personal training certification. I think that's pretty much universal, because you need to be able to carry insurance. Now,
right.
A lot of times, because we all have to have certifications, but the certification companies will push it as get the certification, then you can run your business. The business is a customer service, and the fact that you're mentoring and working with people now and just having a conversation like a real person working through a fitness process instead of trying to sound like a doctor, you know, like it's good practice. It's the first step. So I'm really, really glad to hear that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Now, outside of weight loss, what is it? Is there anything that you want to tell people about what it is you do day to day, or something that you're working on?
I'm outside of the fitness process. Yeah. I mean, I guess depending on who's listening, you know, I don't probably know a lot of your listeners. So if I can just tell a little of my background here, that might explain some of it. But I, you know, you mentioned that I have a child with special needs. So my daughter just turned 2 and my son will be 4 next week. And he was diagnosed with severe autism last summer. He's nonverbal. And well, he's getting there. He's pre-verbal, we'll call it.
Yeah.
And Pearl, who is 2, she has supraventricular tachycardia, which is an extra pathway above the 4th chamber of your heart. And occasionally her heartbeat gets stuck in it and will be going 300 beats per minute. And it happens, it's triggered by fevers or extreme heat or extreme cold. And it is a lot to deal with. She's had a ton of hospitalizations. And then my son has speech therapy and behavioral therapy, and he goes to a special ed preschool. And so I am an all consuming mom. I'm very busy trying to, you know, today at 4 o'clock, I'm going to tour a new behavioral therapy center, thinking of moving him from home therapy to a center-based therapy. I have a meeting with the cardiologist this week. I also am a full-time manager for a distribution warehouse. I am in the quality control department and handle all the complaints and corrective actions and all that fun stuff. So day to day, I'm a wife, I'm a boss, I'm a mom, I'm a special needs advocate. I'm just very, very busy all the time.
Well, and that's, yeah, you're always running. And you mentioned what's going on with Pearl. There's a lot of times where you guys are up in the middle of the night and you have to make unplanned trips to the ER, and you make it work because you've got to, I mean, you're taking care of your kids and you're making life happen. And it's,
yeah. And you know, I'm on FMLA. So yeah, if I do need to miss work for her hospital stays or whatever, I can. But I'm trying not to do that. And I also don't always get paid when I'm not here. So for me, it's a, you know, oh shoot, her heart rate's 300. We've got to go to the emergency room at 2 in the morning. And then I've still got to get to work at 7. So it's, you know, luckily my husband and I, we work opposite shifts. So he's a night owl. He can handle some of the nighttime hospital stuff. And I handle a lot of the daytime stuff, but it, you know, and it's all, none of this would be possible without him. He's extremely supportive, both of, you know, our children's special needs and of both of our jobs and our working schedules and of my weight loss journey. He's been extremely supportive of that too. So it, you know, definitely helps having a partner.
I wanted to, I did want to touch on kind of the support that he gives you, because I've seen the post, we've talked about it, and this is something that's not, I don't think it's rampant, but I think it's commonplace enough to talk about. There are a lot of significant others out there that for some reason, either willingly or accidentally, are kind of, well, are sabotaging their partner's progress and what they're working through. And I have to say, just from when I see you talk about your husband's attitude towards this and how you two are definitely a team. And I just, that is one of the best things for me to see, just not only with weight loss, but just in life. I mean, you two bounce things off of each other. You're supporting one another. And it's just really nice to see.
Well, and you know, what's funny is I was concerned when I really started to see results, and I'm like, okay, like I'm actually doing this time with this weight loss. I was concerned because, you know, everybody has their type, and his type was me bigger. So I had concerns, is that going to affect his views on me? Mm-hmm. You would think it would be the opposite, but like I said, everybody's got their thing.
Yes.
So, you know, I sat him down and I said, hey, is this going to be an issue? And he was like, absolutely not. You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to be. The key is to make sure that you're happy. And if that's you losing the weight, then I'm all for it. And he's a thin guy, but he said, you know, just because I'm small doesn't mean my heart's that healthy. You know, I could probably start doing some exercising too. So.
Well, and now do you call him out by name? My wife, sometimes I will call her out. But I normally call her Miss Level Fitness, which she rolls her eyes at. But
I actually saw that in your snap the other day. I laughed.
Yes. Yes. Is she now is he going to be Mr. Biggest Loser or?
He'll just be Lou. He's Lou.
Okay. I'll just go by Lou for that one.
Yeah.
So you're also, I'm really excited about this. You are coming down here for the Flying Pig 10K that we're doing the first weekend in May the 4th. And you got really lucky because we're doing the meetup at the Packet Pickup, and where you're staying is literally right there.
Yes. Yes. I'm very excited. It was funny because everyone's been asking me if I'm coming down. The first person I talked to about it was actually Gary Cantrell. And I told him, there's no way in hell I'm ready for a 10K. And he was like, well, you know, if you don't think you're ready, you're not ready. You'll know when you're ready to do something like this.
Yeah.
And I said, you're right. I'm just not going to do it this year. And then Crystal was all upset. And I talked to you about it a couple times. And then I saw Amber was going, and I'm starting to get like FOMO, you know, like I don't want all my friends hanging out without me.
Yeah.
That's not cool. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just go down for the meetup. And I started thinking about that. And I finally made the decision. I wasn't going. I told you all, not this year, next year, blah, blah, blah. And then I was in the car with my husband and I said, all my friends are going to this race in Cincinnati and I really want to go, but I don't know, you know, it would be a lot of work to bring our children down there.
Yeah.
And it would just be more work than it could ever be worth just for our little family. And I wasn't trying to ask him for permission, sure. But it's, you know, I wanted his buy-in and I wanted his blessing, and we don't get to do a lot together. So I felt guilty leaving him with the kids and spending money. And he was like, oh no, you should do what you want to do. And if it's something you want to do, I think you should. However, he thinks you're all axe murderers because he's not a social media guy. And he only, you know, what he knows of the internet is he learns on Dateline. So he's pretty sure you're all going to stab me when I get there. That's how I ended up staying at the fancy Hyatt.
There you go.
Like, as long as you stay at a nice hotel, you know, and you're safe. I'm like, all right, I'll spend the extra money on the Hyatt.
Well, and see, it's funny because since we are talking about people that you meet off the internet, if you notice, I said you were staying at a hotel close to the meetup. I wasn't giving anybody the actual name of the hotel. And it's, yeah, to her credit, my wife, Stacy, is, she's very supportive of the things that I do, but yeah, it's different when you're meeting somebody face to face. Now, it's one of the best, I think it's one of the best things that comes out of this entire online community is if you have people that live close enough to you that it's really just like, it's nice to be able to meet them. And I wish I do the grocery shopping for us on the weekends, and I totally wish that my teenage son, who again is mortified of everything I do, was with me, because Amber and I ran into each other at the grocery store and she called me by name, and then she called me by your level fitness.
I had my shirt. I'm like a walking billboard all the time. And like that led to a whole thing of us talking, and we took a picture and put it on Instagram. And I'm like, I wish my teenage son was here because he would be mortified.
He would be totally embarrassed.
But it's, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, taking these real friendships that you made online and actually getting to hang out and see people face to face. And it's going to be nice. You know, it's so cool that all the people you mentioned are going to be there. I mean, you know, yeah. Crystal's coming, Gary's going to be here, which the amount of energy that that's probably going to be put in one place, he's going to be at major blame for that, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And you know, you assured me, you're like, hey, this is mostly about the meetup for me, you know? Yeah. We're doing a 10K too, but timing, I'm not really that concerned about it. I would love to be able to make the 16 minute pace that they want you to have, but if I don't and I have to, you know, get off the road at the end, that's okay too. It is what it is, and it's going to be a nice evening on Friday getting to see everybody, and then a nice healthy walk Saturday, and then I'm going to head straight home after and still get a little time with my family for the weekend. So it worked out perfect. I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an absolute blast. And I know that you're at work right now, and I know we were doing this as a 30 minute call, so I don't want to go over too much, but as we wrap things up here, where, again, you explained your Instagram handle, but what's the best way for people to get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
It's definitely on Instagram. It's M is the Biggest Loser. EM is the Biggest Loser. And then my podcast is the M is the Biggest Loser podcast. So
there you go.
Pretty much Instagram though is where you're going to find me. And before we sign off, I have big news for you, and I wanted to save it instead of text message to share with you on the podcast.
Here. Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sitting? Okay. Today is exactly 6 months since I started my journey, and today is 80 pounds even.
Holy crap.
I weighed in this morning because today was my rest day. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to weigh in while it's rest day. And sure enough, I hit that 80 pound mark.
80 pounds in 6 months.
Hell yeah. I was so excited. I was at work by myself this morning, and I was like, you know, doing the dance and the
is there video of this dance? This dance needs to be on the internet.
There is not, but I'll recreate it because I have never been so excited. So yeah, super, super thrilled to share both milestones, 6 months and 80 pounds on the same day.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot now that we're talking about a major milestone like that. Given your amazing depth with music, going back to everything you know of like 70s, 80s, 90s, mid 2000s, and today, what is your theme song for this milestone?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is putting me on the spot. I should have had something like right off the rip there.
you can think about it, because I mean this is a major thing, and
yeah,
like, I think one of the best things that you do, because you're the instant thought is I want to go, I want to push myself, but you've gotten to the point now where you'll message me and you'll just be like, I need a day off today.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, I really think it's amazing what you're accomplishing personally, but just this, the whole approach you have to this is just it's something that everybody needs to see, and you're just a shining example of it, and I'm super, super proud of you. You're doing amazing.
Thank you, and I'm so grateful for all of your help along the journey. I mean, seriously, I sing your praises enough, just because, you know, like you said, it's just that one-on-one communication, and it's what really, really helps me, because when I'm feeling crappy or when I'm excited, either way, I know I can shoot you a message and be like, this sucks or this is awesome, and you're going to agree with me, or if you disagree with me, you're going to help me see why and get me on the right page. And it's so helpful to have that. And just, you know, all the other tools that we're using, you know, it's funny because you tell me the same thing over and over and over in our one-on-one communications. And I may as well be your teenage son, because then I don't listen to you, but then I hear it on the podcast and I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. It's like having the different mediums of communication. It's great because it's reinforcing
the habits. It's reinforcing what I need to do. It's reinforcing what I don't need to do, which is rush or, you know, beat myself up or go crazy or, you know, go too hard, too fast. All of those things that you continue to drill on all the different social media platforms and the podcast and in our one-on-one conversations, all those together are what are keeping me grounded and keeping me sane and keeping me moving. So I have to say thank you publicly here for that and tell everyone they should be working with you if they're not, because it's really amazing, and I'm very grateful for you.
Well, I'm gonna wrap up our 77 mutual fist bumps that we're giving each other for singing our praises. In the last 2 weeks, because you know the stigma around fitness coaches online, I've been very, very hesitant to really put a lot of testimonials or put a lot of sales pitches out on a regular basis. And you're like, everybody, like a lot of people need to work with you. Start, like, what can I do to help? Like, you really, really pushed me to one, start putting more of the salesy types things out more than I do. Like, I'll do podcasts every once in a while, but so you've helped me with that. And the other thing, like, it was funny when I started the podcast, I had this really flawed idea of like, okay, my clients were talking one-on-one. They don't need to hear me flapping my gums. That's one for Jim of the Gym. She likes to say I flap my gums a lot.
Hi, Amy.
Yes, she will absolutely be listening to this one too. I wouldn't really push the podcast, but because you messaged me on that. You're like, you know, what you said on the podcast really reinforced what we were talking about. And I wasn't really thinking about like from the one-on-one client interaction, you know, when anybody hears something on the podcast, it's reinforcing whatever's going on in their head or their process. And there is really no better way of reinforcing if you and I are already building the plan and using the tools than to listen to the podcast. So yeah, I've really been pushing that, and you know, we almost have a system down here. And as you move into coaching, anything that you need to help build that, of course, I'm absolutely willing to help you with anything there. And I'm going to say on my last breath here, I want to be on your podcast, and that has to happen soon.
We're going to get it on the schedule.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we will
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We will go ahead and wrap up here so you can get back to work. But thank you for coming on. Thank you for being you. Continue working hard. Congratulations on being 80 pounds down. Holy.
Thank you.
We're going to keep the PG rating on this one, but holy crap, that is amazing. So we will head off, and I know you and I will be talking later.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good.
Talk to you then.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.